This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here on the radio waves. This is the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you might want to discuss. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And so we got big news here. And I'm a little bit late to the party on this, apparently. It came out last week. I didn't catch wind of it until this afternoon about the Cheshire County Sheriff here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we broadcast this show from. It's the southwesternmost county of the 10 counties in New Hampshire. Cheshire County Sheriff Eli Rivera has been making headlines for coming out and with a very, very, I would say, strong statement nullifying the federal government's immigration enforcement here in Cheshire County. Basically creating...
The claim is that the sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer in his county, that he is, you know, outranks things like the FBI and these sorts of things.
Yeah, and Rivera, the sheriff, is not the first sheriff or, you know, police chief or whoever to do something like this in the United States. There are a bunch of what are called, commonly called sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties.
I haven't heard of too many sanctuary counties, but all right.
You don't hear about them, but I did look at the...
I see some, right?
I did go pull up the Center for Immigration Studies, and they actually have a map of... because I wanted to know, like, how many other... Are there other counties? And yes, there certainly are. In fact, it looked at a glance like there were quite a few of them. But they've got, like, a Google map with little pinpoints in it showing all the sanctuary cities and counties.
Okay.
So very, very handy. And so, but this is big news here because it's New Hampshire. And, well, New Hampshire's only got 10 counties, and to my knowledge, this is the first one of all of the 10 counties that is publicly known, at least, as a sanctuary county now. I have excerpts from his statement.
Do you support this?
Oh, of course.
Are you going to put out a Free Keen blog in support of Eli Rivera?
I already have.
Has he? Oh, has he? I'm surprised. Did you ask him, like, maybe he'd pay you not to put it out?
No.
Sheriff Rivera and Ian are not antagonistic towards one another anymore, necessarily.
Yeah, I'm sure that he probably hasn't entirely forgiven Ian for having some kind of, you know, protest party several nights out in front of his house.
In front of his house, yeah. Well, you know, I'm willing to move beyond the past, right?
No one cares what you're willing to do,
willing
buddy.
To, you know, to show appreciation when the police get something right. And I don't care if no one cares, Mark. That's not why I do what I do.
No, they care. It's just liable to turn public sentiment even further against this announcement.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark.
More publicity. Yeah. And, well, there aren't very many principled libertarians in the city, in Cheshire County, right? As a
probably
of the
there's more than in most counties in the United States.
As a percentage of the population, would you guess it's above 0.1%?
Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, not.
It's not a whole lot, but we've got more than any. Probably, yeah. We've got more in New Hampshire, in the counties of New Hampshire, than the average county does anywhere else in the United States.
But we are rarer than hen's teeth. And so the people that support you on many issues might be right or left in any given instance.
Sure, because right? We're libertarians and voluntarists.
And this is a very divisive issue.
Yeah.
And that only maybe 20% of people really support the idea of free people being able to cross the borders.
Well, maybe you're right about that, Mark, but the Sentinel, the Keene Sentinel, which is the newspaper in the area, actually identified specific towns in Cheshire County who actually voted in specific sanctuary policies.
Yeah, I heard that
within
Harrisville
the last
yeah.
Harrisville and apparently Dublin also. So, you know, maybe you're right in general as far as, yeah, immigration, controversial subject, sanctuary cities, controversial issue, and it certainly tends to be more urbanized areas that are getting publicity for being sanctuary places for immigrants to be without having to worry about some kind of crazy crackdown coming from the police department, at least. And that's why I was really surprised and pleased to see this news coming out. And please, you know, I appreciate you giving me the credit as being some sort of controversial blogger who can sway people in one way or another.
Well,
about
I don't
think
you sway anybody. But,
well, you just said, well, wouldn't that sway people against Rivera's position?
Right. Well, you sway people because of their loathing for you. I mean, how aren't
okay,
you the most?
Are you saying I sway people or not? Because
okay,
you need
you
to
do
be clear
sway people.
Here. Okay.
Mostly
well, thank you for the compliment.
You don't want to want them to go.
Okay.
What is I mean, Freekeen, isn't it one of the most read blogs in the state? I mean,
it
don't
is,
you guys get
yeah.
more videos, views in some cases than the television stations get? I mean, are you not a media force in the state?
Yeah, that's right. Freekeen is one of the most popular blogs in New Hampshire, yeah.
It's not like we're talking about some, you know, blog that three people read here or anything. Like, this thing's going to get, when you put that endorsement out, you're going to get five-figure views on it.
Yeah, I hope that a lot of people view this news, especially hope that a lot of people around the United States and world view it to find out that there is actually a sanctuary county in New Hampshire, and that people who are brown and other immigrants from around the world are not in as great a danger if they are here in Cheshire County. I think that's good news, Mark, and I don't take the time to fret about what some people might think about my opinions on the blog or what, you know, the subjects of the blog might be concerned about. My goal is to get the news out about what's happening here. And that's what I do over at freekeen.com. And obviously there's opinion that's involved in it too. It's a blog. So, you know,
we're motivated by whatever the news story is that motivates you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And your opinion on it.
And what I want people to see is that New Hampshire is a destination for people who care about freedom, that we're a special place compared to the rest of the country.
Especially the rest of New England.
Compared to New England, for sure, but New Hampshire's the number one most free state of all of the United States. It's got some downsides, like any place does, but
what
the
about Texas?
Are very good.
What about Texas?
Texas has a lot of business freedom.
Number 27. Just so.
On business freedom?
Whenever you say the freest state, the Texans chime in. These people are fiercely chauvinistic.
Oh, you're saying they're number 27 on the freedom rankings.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about business freedom, in which
highest.
Case Texas is actually very good.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire needs some help in that area. And that's why we've got this migration of people who are mostly from the United States coming here, but we've got people from as far away as Russia who are coming here as well. So I am just elated by this news, and I want to actually share some of the excerpt here from Eli Rivera's statement, because I think it's very, very good. So, again, he's made headlines this week. This story I posted over at freekeen.com. And this is actually from his website, which is Sheriff Eli Rivera, SheriffRivera.com. So he's got his own site.
Interesting.
He put up this last week as a post, official statement. Quote, after taking some time to reflect on this current issue, this is after his introduction. As sheriff, I've decided that the Cheshire County Sheriff's Office will not seek to enter into an agreement with the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, to enforce federal immigration laws. Furthermore, we will not participate in raids, stings, or operations that are solely intended at locating an undocumented person or persons. Any representative of ICE requesting our assistance must have an active criminal warrant issued by a judge or must be actively pursuing a criminal investigation that relates to public safety for us to participate.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
The immigrants, you know, if they commit a crime, then that's an evil action. Evil actions should... You should have consequences.
Correct.
But
so when you say crime, you mean like murder, rape, you know, an actual violent property destruction.
A violation of somebody's person or property.
Right, because some people will say, well, they are committing a crime just by being here, Johnny Ray.
Yeah, it's a violation level crime. It's above a violation, but it's a low level misdemeanor.
You mean at the federal level?
Yeah, most immigrants that are in this country have overstayed some kind of visa. The illegal immigrants,
like the 91% of Americans living in Mexico have.
Many Americans are in Mexico illegally too, but Mexico doesn't care.
Not that
they're
much.
A benefit.
Right.
And in many cases, these immigrants are here or benefit too. You'll certainly hear some horrifying news stories.
Yeah.
You know, if people that wish to purport these things, but the American Conservative magazine, not exactly a liberal rag, said that the only you can't see what illegals do as far as crime, but you can see what Hispanics do, and the Hispanics have no deviation from whites as far as crime goes, by their age, by their demographics.
We'll continue here, because there's more to his statement. If you liked it so far, the rest of it's even better. We'll continue here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. 3733. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
We're talking about the what I consider to be big news. This is, I think, national level importance, what has happened here in Cheshire County with Cheshire County Sheriff Eli Rivera coming out and speaking out against having his sheriffs working with ICE on immigration raids. Sheriff's deputies, thank you. Working with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department of the federal government, coming out with a public statement, and we'll continue with that coming up here in moments. Now, also at the national level, healthcare is pretty messed up. And the government is not going to be able to fix this problem for you because, well, they're the ones who created the problem in the first place.
They're certainly not going to be able to get you coverage like coverage isn't the right term. Pardon me. They're certainly not going to help you, help your family when it comes to health care for $600 a month.
So Health Excellence Select can help. In fact, they can give you freedom from health insurance because you don't have to have health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you a proactive health assessment as often as daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card that you can give to EMS first responders, the emergency room, and whatever medical professional you want. And their doctors include traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So, the statement from Sheriff Eli Rivera, who has been the sheriff here, I would say he's on his third term at least. He just got reelected in 2016. It's been close in the elections, the guy he runs against. Eli's a Democrat. He actually used to be a Republican. He switched parties, I believe, during the Obama or before or during the Obama administration. And he's now come out with a very strong statement saying that the sheriff's office will not seek to enter into an agreement with the ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, to enforce federal immigration laws. Furthermore, we will not participate in raids, stings, or operations that are solely intended at locating an undocumented person or persons. And then goes on to say that the only way they'll participate is if there's a specific criminal warrant for somebody that, you know, needs to be arrested. If there's an actual warrant signed by a judge, then they will participate.
I'm checking out the towns in Cheshire County and how they went during the election, and it looks like he didn't go on a huge limb here. If you were just going to stick your finger in the wind and say, politically, what should I do? My guess is that the people who voted for Trump tend to be more strongly anti-immigration than people who voted against Trump or, you know, for Hillary.
I would. I mean, that could be true, but some people voted just against Hillary because they hated Hillary.
I
mean,
did.
That's hard to say. And regardless, looking at a national election mark is not really a way to assess anything, especially the election that we just went through.
Is a national election that one of the central issues was immigration?
I mean, they always bring up immigration in the elections.
Not all of them suggest building a wall.
Yeah, but it's still not. It's not instructive. When you're looking at New Hampshire, you have to look at local results. And looking at a national election, I mean, for instance, yeah, Hillary won in New Hampshire, but barely. And also, a Republican won the governorship at the same time. So, you know, there's no real consistency there.
Right, but the governor wasn't running on immigration issues, and the presidential candidates were. And all I'm trying to say is that these are the results during an election that they were worried about immigration. Immigration was a central issue, and this county went blue, you know, I mean, not every town by any stretch of the imagination, but if you were a calculating politician, you stuck your finger in the air, you know, this particular stance would be low cost, higher gain.
What's the gain to him?
You know, he's siding with the. There's been a huge movement since Trump got elected in this county. The Monadnock progressives have created.
Yeah, but
a
he's
huge
already got their support.
Facebook.
He's a Democrat. So what's the gain? Like, if he didn't want to upset, I mean, to some extent, he's upsetting his federal masters by doing this, meaning that if there was any kind of federal money that might come to the sheriff's department, that could be in jeopardy as a result of this. I don't know if they take federal money, but many police departments do for various different reasons. So that could, you know, there are upset more, the apple cart.
There are more registered Democrats in Cheshire County than there are registered Republicans, so he needs to get those Democrats out. And if he can get them out to vote. If he can
they
touch them
already vote for him.
Just barely. He squeaked by both times.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that I think that he had a lower risk, higher gain situation.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just looking at this. Look, when a politician enters the room, I put my hand on my wallet.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what the hell they're doing, okay? And that's all I see here.
Sure.
The sheriff
is
a political office.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. But on the other hand, the chief of police in Keene is not a political office, meaning that he's appointed the city council. And I've got a quote from him coming up that is relevant.
No, you don't. You got a quote from the former.
Well, thank you. You're right. The late police chief, I have a quote from him. The new guy, the interim guy, did not comment to the Sentinel on this particular story. But if there's, you know, if he's going to continue in the tradition of his predecessor, which hopefully will be the case, then this is a very good quote. Brian Costa is the late police chief here in Keene. He said also on this subject in an interview with the Keene Sentinel that, quote, we have no interest in going forward, nor do we have the resources for deputizing our officers as part of ICE to go out and seek illegal or undocumented immigrants. We govern ourselves by our mission statement, which says that Keene police are to protect life and property and maintain order within the city while assuring fair and respectful treatment of everyone. Costa said that mission statement is not just a group of words, it's how we do business. And, you know, so there you go. I mean, yeah, Keene is also a lefty city. I mean, that's definitely true. But regardless, you know, this is the right choice to make, and it is a unpopular and risky kind of choice to make. I understand you're saying you feel like it was a safer choice here than somewhere else might have been, and that may very well be true. But regardless, he could have not made any statement on this issue, right? Like, that's always the safest road, is to say nothing on a controversial issue. And he spoke out.
But politicians find parades and they jump in front of them, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there was a big parade for this in Cheshire County, New
today,
Hampshire.
Today, my church was, you know, my Quaker meeting, we were discussing, you know, churches being sanctuary churches and
good.
How we could get involved.
That's so in the news, too, out of Austin, Texas.
There's churches that are looking to do this. There were, you know, there's people in Cheshire County that are spontaneously, you know, siding with a guy that they probably didn't think much of otherwise.
I look at it like, as far as this immigration topic goes and Trump's popularity, it seems almost like it's 50-50 to me. People are very...
You mean here or nationwide?
Nationwide.
Okay.
And roughly speaking, and I will interpolate that to Cheshire County as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this as a risk for him.
I agree.
I think a lot of the anti-immigrants, the xenophobes, they're not holding meetings at the church necessarily. They're not as vocal, I don't think, as the virtue signalers, if you will.
But they may decide to double their efforts to promote his competitor next time
if his
competitor takes a strong stand against immigration. So again, he could have just coasted through and said nothing and quietly had this being his policy. But he has made a public statement about it, and I say kudos. There's more to the statement, though, and I do want to share that coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Join us here. It's Free Talk Live. Sunday show.
Oh, there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolay. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can shop with us and help Free Talk Live and get your same great deals you're used to at Amazon. Amazon, of course, as you probably know, has a huge selection and great prices, free super saver shipping on a lot of stuff, as well as Amazon Prime. You get all of that experience when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. It's just that when you make a purchase, Free Talk Live gets a portion instead of Amazon keeping it all for themselves. So if you want to help us and get the stuff you are going to likely buy anyway, just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Back in moments to the statement from Cheshire Sheriff Eli Rivera, coming out very strongly against assisting the ICE people, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in any kind of raids. Unless there's a warrant involved, they are not going to assist. They're not going to train their officers with ICE. And it's very, very big news, in my opinion. We're going to continue with that because I believe it makes Cheshire County, New Hampshire, the first sanctuary county of all of the 10 counties in New Hampshire. Hopefully it won't be the last, but this is a controversial subject, and some politicians are already speaking out statewide about what Eli has done. So who knows what, you know, they're going to try to change at the state level. But I don't know. I mean, can they force him at the state level to interact with the feds, or can he remain sort of stalwart on this? We'll continue. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Minister Edge, I doubt your fellow phony Minister Freeman told you that it took, because of a commercial break, a little over 10 minutes for me to affirm something you said was a baseless allegation. that Minister Freeman is harboring an able-bodied and disabled mind drug user and abuser and in his house that's collecting welfare. How do I know that? Cody Bonger admitted it to me himself on Off the Air Live. Again, but speaking of baseless allegations...
Didn't you say that he wasn't working?
No, I didn't get a chance to say that. You dumped my call and said it was a baseless allegation. Again, it was... I don't lie like
I got the impression,
anybody ever.
I got the impression...
You did all the talking.
What's that?
I'm going to put him on hold. What were you going to say, Mark?
I got the impression that he was saying that Cody didn't work, and that's what I was... I apologize, James, if I jumped to some conclusion about what you said. I thought very much...
He now is working. I'm now proud of him that he... pulled his bootstraps up and went out and humbled himself and got a job paying minimum wage.
But he's getting more than minimum wage. He's getting paid $9 an hour.
Minister Freeman.
Did you hear that, James? He's getting paid $9
an hour. Good for him.
Yeah.
Minister Freeman, you always like to accuse me of not being a good Christian and not actually making any allegation, let alone letting me respond to your allegations.
I don't think Jesus would talk to people the way that you do. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The Bible's really clear. You'll know Christians by their fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. These are not things that I find that James displays.
Yeah, not a kind man.
Bodily threats, talking about people's deaths, imaginary scenarios of killing people. If James is a Christian, he's a terrible one.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've got Eli Rivera, who acts like much more of a Christian than that gentleman that was just on the phone, who is coming out with a very strong statement. He's the sheriff of Cheshire County, New Hampshire. He has said in a statement to his website, sheriffrivera.com, that Sheriff's Office of Cheshire County will not be entering into any agreement with ICE. They will not be participating in raid stings or operations that will be targeting undocumented persons or persons. Now, obviously, I wish they would go further and say they will not participate with any raids on victimless crimes at all. Ending the war on drugs would be a nice thing. But this is a good start. It's a big step in the right direction, and I'm glad to see it. The rest of his statement said this, quote, "In addition, we will not ask a person their immigration status or detain a person based on an administrative civil detainer that is not issued by a judge. As sheriff," which is what ICE has been doing. We've heard about this before, where they'll knock on people's doors and, claim they've got some kind of paperwork that is not in any way issued by a judge, and people will let them into their house, and, they'll arrest people and so on. Anyway, he says, "As sheriff, I do not want undocumented immigrants to fear the sheriff's office. Instead, I want them to be able to approach and speak to any of my deputies without the fear that they will be turned over to ICE. If in the course of our duties we happen to come across an undocumented person, we will handle each encounter in a way we deem appropriate for each situation. If you are an undocumented person in Cheshire County and feel uncertain about approaching law enforcement for fear they will turn you over to ICE, feel free to call me, Sheriff Eli Rivera, at the Cheshire County Sheriff's Office." And so that is that's the statement from Sheriff Rivera. Kudos to him for doing this. Johnny Ray, you say he is taking some level of political risk. Mark, you say this isn't risky at all. I'm on your side on this one.
I think
Johnny
it's calculated
Ray.
Risk with a benefit.
Well, in this case, the benefit is to the good people of Cheshire County, who will not be subject to undocumented raids, at least at the hands of the sheriff's office, as well as police departments around the county, which I think is really awesome news and yet another feather in the cap of New Hampshire for people who are considering moving here. If you needed another reason to choose Cheshire County, the fact is, the police here, and this is, from more than a decade of being active as a police accountability activist in this area, I think it's very safe to say the police here, sheriffs and local cops, are a cut above departments around the country.
I believe that.
They tend to be more approachable, more humane, more compassionate. Again, they're still enforcing some bad laws. You're still going to get a speeding ticket, or you're still going to see marijuana arrests from time to time. So they're not perfect. but they're not as intimidating. They're not as scary.
When you say
speeding
tickets, it's worth pointing out that in New Hampshire, the towns don't benefit from the tickets.
True. Frequently, so they will give warnings.
They give a lot of warnings because they want you to conduct your vehicle safely on the road.
Right. It's actually the state police who are more likely to give a speeding ticket.
They work for the state, and the state benefits from it. So that's it's an interesting thing to point out. So for those that are sort of upset about these whole sanctuary city things, there's another side of this. The other side is that how do you enforce a immigration, how do you stop illegal immigration? Well, Trump's got an idea, the wall, that sort of thing, and I think we're going to address that here in a moment. But I want to point out that what you may not see if you don't live in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, is these borderless, the ones that are not on the border, checkpoints that are not on the border, where they just ask people, they stop you and ask you if you're an American citizen.
You've been through one of these.
Yeah, I've been through several of them. Mm-hmm. One of them, there's a video, pretty well-viewed video online where people mm-hmm. call me all kinds of terrible names because I asked one of these people if they had reasonable, articulable suspicion that I might not be an American citizen. Mm-hmm. Because they cannot, here in America, where we have English common law, you cannot be detained if they don't have reasonable, articulable suspicion that you've committed a crime.
Right.
And the crime that they were suggesting is asking me, being an illegal immigrant, so I asked them if they had reasonable, articulable suspicion that I had committed a crime. And they detained me and said that it did not have reasonable, articulable suspicion. That is an illegal act. So you have these...
But they get away with it every day.
They get away with these things every day because people sort of support it. Well, you got to have these. And most of the people commenting, really, they don't know. They can't. They don't know a difference between, crap and chocolate ice cream. They are... they think this is a border stop. Well, of course you have to give your citizenship at the border. Come on. I got a friggin' passport. You think I didn't, you think this was the border? This was on I-10. The interstate doesn't go through.
Yeah. Was it outside of El Paso?
It was outside of El Paso. I mean, I make it very clear in the video. On I-10, outside of El Paso. But nonetheless, that's how it is. You've got a choice. You can have a police state, or free people can cross the borders of free countries freely. You really can't have both.
Yeah, that's true. And if you want to comment, you can join us here. The toll-free number on this live Sunday edition is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Mark, you mentioned we're going to be talking about the wall. Johnny Ray, I believe, has a story about that, where
Texas
people's property apparently under threat by this wall. I haven't heard the story yet. He's going to share it with us coming up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here on the live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Live Sunday edition of the show with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. So we were talking about the good news out of Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where the sheriff has come out and taken a very nullification stance. He's nullifying the federal government on their immigration enforcement here in Cheshire County. And I think that's excellent news. It's another feather in the cap of Cheshire County as a destination for people who love freedom. We've got a migration going on here. It's been going on for more than a decade of liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, people who love freedom, have been migrating here to New Hampshire. And obviously, you know, we'd love to see people here in Cheshire County. It's a little harder to find work. It's, you know, a smaller place compared to some of the areas in New Hampshire. But
New Hampshire just had the lowest employment last month in the nation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, New Hampshire is the
lowest unemployment, I should
say. New Hampshire in general is a good place to be economically, but of the different places in New Hampshire, Cheshire is not one of the more populous areas. That would be the Manchester, Nashua, Concord corridor as the most populated areas. But regardless, it's a special place. You've got folks like Eli Rivera, who's the sheriff here, who's obviously got a compassionate policy on immigration. You've got Rick Van Wickler, who runs the jail. He's the jail superintendent. He's currently the chairman, I believe, of law enforcement, what you might remember as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They have rebranded, and Mark, I don't think you were on the show when we talked about this, but Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is now the Law Enforcement Action Partnership. So it's still LEAP. LEAP.cc is their website, but they've actually expanded their purview of issues. So they used to just talk about ending prohibition, and that was great. They were a great organization at that time, and I would say they are still a very good organization, if not even better, because they are still retaining their anti-prohibition stance and also adopting other stances against things like police militarization, against asset forfeiture. And so you've got a group of law enforcement professionals who are speaking out on some very important reforms that need to happen to law enforcement. So you've got the chairman of that organization lives here in Cheshire County. He's the guy who runs the jail here. It's just, you know, a better place. It's a better place than a lot of places as far as the police state is concerned.
You can't argue with that.
You really can't.
I wanted to inject something here about your blog post in this situation.
Sure.
I think that your reaction to this and your resolution to cast a vote for Eli Rivera is typical disappointing inside the system voter behavior. Eli Rivera is a guy who as the sheriff he's a basket of goods.
Sure. He's
got some good stuff. Yeah. He's got some bad stuff. But there's this flashy statement that he made that has just floored you, Ian.
Oh, I'm very happy with it.
And it's no different from all these libertarians who have jumped on the Trump bandwagon because of their inner hatred for...
I'm not going to hold a campaign sign for the guy. I'm just going to check a box.
For immigrants.
I wouldn't say
The libertarians that are going in for Trump are just... There's this one thing that has grabbed them, that has hooked them, and...
I'm not sure what that is, but... Yeah.
In the case of Trump, I think
it's rhetoric, I guess. I mean, because he can talk a good game about reducing the government. I can understand why they're attracted to that. But
I think his hardcore block of support comes from his inclination to seal the borders, to control the borders, to manage them much more strongly.
I would say there's a good chunk of supporters. He's definitely got a chunk of supporters because of that issue. There's no doubt. But Trump's real strength, in my opinion, was the way he communicated. It was the way that he behaved when he was in these debates and being interviewed. And, he was seen by people as not pulling any punches, seen by people as not, candy coating what it was that he wanted to say. And that resonated with a lot of people who, whether they liked him on all the issues or not, they felt like he was different from your typical political offering. And I think that is true of his image. Whether it's true of the reality, I think we're finding out. Is he a typical politician? Is he going to, renege on a lot of his promises? I expect that he will, likely. And, we're certainly paying attention. We're watching that. But, Johnny Ray, you're an anti-voter. I mean, you don't participate in any kind of inside the system anything. You don't vote. You don't go to city council meetings. That's just not your thing. That's not where you focus your time, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the system is going to perpetuate as long as people continue to believe in it and obey it and pay into it. And right now, we are very far away from any of those things ceasing. As much as I would love to wake up in the morning tomorrow and find out that the people of Cheshire County and New Hampshire at large have decided to stop believing in the state, have decided to reject the idea of the coercive monopoly that we know of as the state government or county government, that's not going to happen tomorrow morning, as much as I want it to, as much as that might be a dream of mine. We are going to have to work hard at communicating our ideas to people before they accept them. And you know this. I mean, you connect with a lot of the people in the thespian community here in Keene, and I'm sure that those people are not all ready to reject the state, are they?
No, not many people are, but some are, The striking the root is just a much more exciting idea to me.
Sure.
And I don't think that you can fire somebody up talking about voting and policy and so forth. We need security, the type of security that police sometimes perform to protect our property and our persons.
Yep.
We need that. And the best way to get that is to have a system of profits and losses that sort out the most efficient and effective providers. But instead, what we have is a sort of a weird, in my opinion, popularity contest for all of our elected officials. And for you to not only wave at the people on the street as you go to the voting poll, but also on your blog that, according to Mark, is very well read, you're shouting to the whole state about how you're actually going to go and vote, and you don't have to.
I vote every time.
I know.
I've even run for political office, Johnny Ray, because I see the political system as a way to communicate the ideas of liberty. And I understand that some people, you know, feel like it's so icky, and it is, that they don't even want to touch it. And I don't blame anybody who takes that position. I don't look down my nose at that. I think I respect it. But ultimately, the reason I'm sitting here is because of Harry Brown's campaign in the year 2000 for president. He was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Now, you could argue that I might have found my way into the movement otherwise. That certainly could be true. But it is what it is. That's how I got brought into the libertarian movement, was through Harry Brown's campaign. He was a principled libertarian who was an effective communicator of these ideas, and he's the guy who brought me into this movement. And I am now communicating those same ideas to a possibly larger audience consistently over time, and spreading the ideas of freedom. And the political process is just one of those channels.
I feel that this is one of those issues that truly divides the liberty community. Like, on one side, you have the people that voting is terrible. On the other side, you have them with, but voting's the only way we're going to get anything done, right? Like, you know, these two sides. And for me, it's not that I consider voting or participating in the system generally to be terribly effective. By no means is it. I just don't see anything more effective, because I'd love to hear that thing. What is that effective thing that one can do to end coercion by the government? And secondarily, it's a way to support those people who've moved here for to New Hampshire for more liberty, who are trying to work within the system, to give them some kind of nominal support, to hopefully, you know, keep them doing things. They've gotten some stuff done, not much, but some.
Let's go to Carmen. We can continue this discussion, but she is calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carmen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Carmen the man. Hey, Carmen.
Yeah, yes. If you meet a man that's named Carmen, he's Italian.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Last weekend, I was cruising along through my in my car, and I stumbled across your talk show for the first time. And it was real late at night, so I assumed it was a recorded session, so I didn't even bother trying calling in. But one of you guys had mentioned how you thought it would be just wonderful if we dropped our borders completely and just welcomed everybody in. And my question to that was, have you ever really thought about where we would be as a country in, say, 50 years, 30 years, or even 10 years? What's going to happen with the load on our healthcare system, our welfare system, Social Security, criminals?
The short answer is yes. We've done a lot of thinking and talking about this. So hang on, if you don't mind. We'd like to bring you through the news and stick with you if you've got time. We want to continue this conversation. So,
yeah.
Carmen,
okay.
Hang on, dude. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.